Hi there. This week on Ask a Teacher, we answer a question about reduced syllables and assimilation. Hello. I would like you to explain to me in detail, if that is possible, in spoken English, why do native speakers change or omit these letters? For example, 1. I want to go. I want to go. 2. Handbag. Handbag. 3. A and B. A and B. What's the rule behind this? Thanks, Adam. Thanks, Adam, for your question. You have found that people do not always say words the same way all the time. They sometimes change sounds to make them easier to say. One example is syllable dropping, which we discussed in an earlier Ask a Teacher. Assimilation and reduction are other ways sounds can change when people are speaking quickly. Two different sounds can start to sound the same when they are said quickly. This is called assimilation. This is what is happening in the word handbag. The n sound is a nasal sound, which is made by air moving through our nose. The sound b is produced by pressing the lips together. So the n sound is affected by the b sound in bag. The sound becomes m, a combination of a nasal sound and the labial sound. The d sound is then dropped. Handbag, handbag. Sometimes it is not just one sound within a word that is reduced, but a whole word, like in the examples of wanna or A and B. Function words like to and are often reduced in everyday speech. This helps us to pay more attention to the more important words that carry meaning. Most unstressed syllables and function words become shorter, softer, and less clear. The vowel sound in to, oo, gets reduced to another vowel sound, schwa, One to becomes wanta, The two t sounds drop off in fast speech. So wanta becomes wanna. In A and B, the and gets reduced to n. So phrases like A and B or cream and sugar become A and B and cream and sugar. Please let us know if these explanations and examples have helped you, Adam. Do you have a question about American English? Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Faith Perlow.